So this year has been a lot of years of lasts for us. When Father Will was reflecting, he was giving us the image of the door of this church. So many of you have walked through this door every single Sunday. Some of you who've come for daily mass or confession have walked through those doors to receive God's mercy. You know, maybe some of you had children or grandchildren who are baptized here. You know, maybe some of you were married here at St. Mary's and came through those doors. Some of you, the bride that walked through those doors, which is so epic as they're flung open wide and the sun's shining and the birds are chirping and the bride walks through those doors down the aisle. You know, maybe some of you even attended a funeral here. We don't have as many here at St. Mary's, but maybe you've come for that solemn occasion. Maybe some of you came, there was a couple ordinations here that happened, or Sister Charisse with the Apostles Into Ink Life, that her consecration happened here. So a lot of beautiful moments where people have come into these doors to encounter Christ year after year after year. And not only in this local parish, we know Christians throughout the world have been able to encounter Christ as they step into these houses of God, to be able to encounter the living God, and especially the way today on Easter. So as those 16 Aggies were baptized last night, you know, there's also this door to Christ through the baptismal font. So through the waters of baptism, we die with Christ, but then we also rise with him. So there's a sense that there's a door here of being able for somebody to choose to open that door and to be able to start walking a life with Christ and within the church. I think it's good for us on this Easter Sunday, for us as many who are baptized here, for us to reflect on that invitation that the Lord gave to us, or the gift that he gave to us most likely many years ago. You know, through these waters of baptism, as we're opening this door to Christ, what does that mean? What does it mean to be a Christian, especially today on Easter and throughout the Easter season, which will last even longer than Lent? It'll be 50 days for us to be able to remind ourselves of what it means to be Christian, what it means to be a people of hope, a people of the resurrection. So first off, whenever we're baptized, when we die with Christ and then we live with him, it's saying that we're choosing to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, to have the divine life within us, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So I think it's good for us today and throughout this Easter season for us to meditate on, you know, am I living my life in relationship with the Lord? What does that mean to live in relationship with him? Just like it would with anybody else, a friend, a spouse, a child, it means we spend time with them. You know, they say that that's how you spell love, T-I-M-E. You know, that we spend time each and every day with our Lord in prayer, giving to him our sacred time that is cherished and precious, knowing that we wouldn't have time at all without him. We wouldn't even exist without him. And so we come and encounter our Lord through our times of prayer each and every day. And then we also know that the sacraments are, in a sense, a door to Christ and to his grace. So us being able to come and worship as a people of God in his house every single Sunday, to be able to worship him and because he is who he is. And also that we're able to receive. We're able to receive through the most holy Eucharist, this door into the life of Christ, that we then allow him to come into our own bodies, our own temple, and to be able to be transformed by this sacred gift that he gives us. Also, we know another door of the sacrament of God's mercy through confession, knowing every time that we go into that confessional that it's the Good Shepherd there who just wants to take away any of those obstacles that are keeping us from living a life of Christ, to be able to know of his infinite love and mercy. No matter what we've done in the past, what we're currently doing, or what we'll do in the future, that his mercy is always there for a heart that is open to his mercy and love. So my friends, we're told in scripture that the greatest two commandments, you know, what it means to be Christian, is to love God above all things and then to love our neighbor as ourself. So after we recognize this baptismal call of relationship with Christ, recognizing that we are God's sons and daughters, that those are our identities, that too, when we open that door of baptism, it's also a call to love our brothers and sisters, especially to love those who are hardest to love. Jesus commands us in scripture to love our enemies, to love our enemies. You know, think about that right now in your life. Who would be somebody that you would not want to spend an evening with? You know, that's who Jesus is calling us to love. Very countercultural in our world today. And actually, unfortunately, rare that we see that. You know, instead we say, no, you should slam the door on your enemy. You know, you should get revenge on your enemy. You should harden your heart towards your enemy. But that's not the way of Christ. That's not the way of a Christian. So we know that our baptismal call, you know, after we know of a relationship with Christ, we know our identity as God's sons and daughters, we know that we are called to love our brothers and sisters, that in this baptismal font, there's also the rolling away of the stone, the opening of the door to the world. As we heard in our gospel, you know, after the rolling away of the stone happened of the tomb, that it was Mary Magdalene. You know, she didn't just stay there. She went and told everybody. She knew that this was the good news of Jesus Christ. You know, that the gates of paradise, the doors of heaven had been opened. Before Jesus' resurrection, we were lost for all of eternity. Because of his resurrection, because of our baptism, the gates of paradise are open to us. You know that this life is not it. Just as we heard in our second reading, you know, we can focus on the things of heaven, not on the things of this world. Because if we focus on the things of this world, the things of this world are passing. But the things of heaven endure. And that's where our Lord desires to spend eternity with each and every one of us. My friends, this is the good news that Mary Magdalene was spreading and the apostles spread throughout the world. And by our baptism, by us opening this door to the life with Christ, we too are charged to spread the gospel, the good news of this resurrection to all that we encounter. And the thing is it starts off with our families. And there's two ways that we're able to spread the resurrection and the gospel, two primary ways. One is by witness, and then the other one is by our invitation. So first off, it's good for us to recognize, are we living our faith? You know, especially in our home, are our children watching a good example of what it means to be a good Catholic, a good Christian, somebody who has a relationship with Christ, somebody who's not living by the ways of the world, but living by the ways of Christ? You know, do our grandchildren see us living the faith? Do our roommates see us living the faith? Do our coworkers see us living the faith? Does the person walking by our home see us living our faith? It's so important for us to be a Christian witness. When we leave these doors, that we bring the light of Christ to all those we encounter. So after we witness, then the importance is the invitation, that we are called to talk to people about the faith, to invite them to Mass, to invite them back to confession, to invite them to our homes, to live life with us. You know, if we truly believe that Jesus is Lord and Savior, if we truly believe that he is our salvation, you know, that's the greatest thing we could ever talk about, even here in Aggieland. You know, we can talk about Aggie sports all the time, which are good, but even greater is the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So this is an invitation that the Lord is inviting us to. He's challenging us to bring others back by inviting them to open the door of Christ. Sometimes is this scary? Yes. Sometimes is this hard to do? Yes. But it is part of our baptismal call to be able to proclaim the good news to all the nations. And so my friends, today I encourage all of us to be able to reflect today during this Mass and as these next 50 days of the Easter season, for us to be able to recognize, number one, am I in relationship with Christ? Am I living out that baptismal call of taking time each day with him in prayer and also receiving him in the sacraments throughout the entire year? And then two, am I inviting others also back into relationship with him, inviting them to open that door as well to a life with Christ? So we end today with the words of St. John Paul II. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Open wide the doors of Christ.
Thank you for listening to Aggie Catholic Homilies. You can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Spotify, or anywhere else you listen to podcasts. Be sure to check out our sister podcast, Aggie Catholic Talks, to hear talks from Magnify, Catholicism 101, and more. Thanks, God bless, and gig 'em.